It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Laura Rice. A punk band from Finland is the focus of a film that's showing at South by Southwest this week. The band's also playing a gig in the South by Music Festival. The band is Pertti Kirikka's Name Day. That's an English translation. And the film is The Punk Syndrome, called that because one special thing about these band members is that they're all mentally disabled in one form or another. I'm joined by the film's director, J.P. Passi, and the boys of the band. Could you guys say your names for me?
My name is Kari, I'm a singer.
My name's Sammy, and I'm the bass player.
So I was hoping to meet Tony and Pertti. What are they doing? Are they sleeping?
No, they're just going around with the other guys, shopping for records and things like that. So
Sammy, I know you spent some time in New York growing up, which is why you speak great English. Yeah. Is it the first time in the U.S. for everybody else?
I think, yeah, for everybody else, it's the first time in the U.S.
So what do you guys think of Texas so far?
It's big, and like when people say it's bigger than Texas, so I think it's true.
So why should people come out and watch your band?
Why? Because we have a lot of fun in the gigs, and we're just a band like everybody else. But we're just four guys with a mentally handicap. But we're still really good.
So some of your music is about some of the struggles of being mentally handicapped, asking for respect, dealing with a speech defect, bad food in the group homes. So what do you guys want those who listen to know about people who are mentally disabled?
We're just young guys who have the same problems and guys who have the same problems that everybody else has. So when one thing that I hate about when people always have put stamps on me that I'm a mentally handicapped, and that's what I hate because I'm a person. My name is Sammy. I'm a 40 years old male, and I want people to just look at me as a person, not as what I have. Or stop putting those stamps on everybody. So,
and I noticed in the movie that there were other bands and they were singing sometimes about ADHD or other issues. And you guys talk about politics. Do you think that it's normal in punk music to talk about the things that make you mad?
Yeah. That's of course it's every day in the punk rock, because of course if we are pissed off we talk about it, and four of us were guys who, when we are really pissed off, these guys know we talk about it and we show it.
Excellent. Now, JP, I don't want to forget to talk about film also. So there's no narration in the film. There's no narrator. There's very little of the guys just talking straight to the camera and answering a question. Was that a style choice, or was it kind of a necessity in working with these guys?
We didn't plan anything when we started, but it's not very usual, at least in Europe, to have, for example, narration in that kind of so-called narrative documentary, creative documentary. So, and I think the scenes were so strong without anything. We didn't have to explain the things. We just wanted to people to feel and see themselves.
Is it all chronological? It seems like there's a little bit of jumping back and forth, but for the most part, you're watching them as they get more recognition, they, you know, make their record, they start touring in other countries.
Yeah, it's quite chronological, but of course we took some creative freedom. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, you leave parts in the film about the guys being reminded to wash their hands about after using the bathroom, or there's one point where someone has an accident in their pants. They went to the bathroom in their pants. Were you concerned about showing these embarrassing things?
Yes, but we still felt that we have to, because the guys and the caretakers of the guys, they they wanted us to make as honest film as possible. So we just showed how the life of that band is.
Sammy, what do you think? Is there anything that you're embarrassed about in the film, or do you like it?
Okay, embarrassed, of course. The couple of scenes when we were in Germany when I take a little dive, and the other when my pants went down.
And they asked you too. They said, "Are your pants tight enough?" And you said, "Yes."
I'm the stupid one. I'm the clown of the band, so. I said, of course there, but then I was like, what the hell is going on?
But, you know, I think the fall wasn't your fault. It looked like it was just slippery out there. So I think
it was, because, of course, okay. But still.
Maybe it was the scenery.
The scenery, okay.
Too much nakedness.
A little distracted.
I was a lot distracted.
Yeah.
So we watched these guys, like we talked about, get more and more popular in the film. But at the end, you leave in a little piece. You probably know what I'm talking about. When they're at the festival and then the manager comes up and has to remind one of the players of something. Was that on purpose to sort of remind us, yes, they've come so far and they've reached this level of success, but they are still struggling sometimes and they do still need reminders. What was sort of the purpose or the message of that?
There really is no purpose or anything. There was it just happened, and we didn't mind because, that's how it goes. They need help. That's true. That's the truth.
But for the most part, it seems like the music is just it comes from you guys, and it's you help write the lyrics, and you come up with the songs, and that seems to come pretty naturally, would you say?
Yeah, and all the issues come from Kari. Kari and Pertti are the guys who does all our songs. But some of the issues that I don't agree at all, or some of the songs I'm totally against the message.
But it's just music too, so that's okay, right?
No. Okay, it's music, but still it's some of the songs are so personal, so they sometimes get us in trouble in the between the bands, guys.
Now I know you two sometimes don't get along. Have you been getting along in your trip to Austin? Are you spending too much time together, or is it okay?
Okay, this is okay. All right. Because we live together, we see each other together, so okay, we're trying to get along. But it's sometimes really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kari, do you want to say anything else about what you like about America or music or...
I like it. Beats Boys and Tryon Wilson and very cool Cars and the Curls and Summer and Surfing Do the Stand Up You. And my do you like this movie? And I like movies and the Easy Riders and American Graffiti, Sunday, Monday, Happy Days, and Try Baby and Trees.
Excellent. So you must like Austin a lot because it's warm here.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else that the rest of you want to say? Do you want to say anything else, Sammy?
Well, hopefully we come back someday and tour around the U.S., a bigger tour, and for hopefully people here in Austin come see the gig, and we're gonna have a really good night, good and fun night. Yeah, we're gonna be at that screening because we have always after the movie a Q&A. So,
but that's a secret, so the listeners cannot tell anybody.
Okay, don't tell anybody, listeners. Well, thank you all, and congratulations.
Thank you all.
Bye. See you later, alligator.
The Punk Syndrome is showing this afternoon at the Alamo Ritz. Okay. Pertti Karikas Name Day is playing tonight at Headhunters. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.